Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Psalms. We're getting toward the end, and we're in Psalm 136 in the New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. Give thanks to the Lord because He is good. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the greatest God of all. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the most powerful Lord of all. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the only one who can do great miracles. His faithful love continues forever. By understanding, He made the heavens. His faithful love continues forever. He spread out the earth on the waters. His faithful love continues forever. He made the great lights in the sky. His faithful love continues forever. He made the sun to rule over the day. His faithful love continues forever. He made the moon and the stars to rule over the night. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the God who killed the oldest son of each family in Egypt. His faithful love continues forever. He brought the people of Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love continues forever. He did it by reaching out His mighty hand and powerful arm. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the God who parted the waters of the Red Sea. His faithful love continues forever. He brought Israel through the middle of it. His faithful love continues forever. But He swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the God who led His people through the desert. His faithful love continues forever. He killed great kings. His faithful love continues forever. He struck down mighty kings. His faithful love continues forever. He killed Sihon, the king of the Amorites. His faithful love continues forever. He killed Og, the king of Bashan. His faithful love continues forever. He gave their land as a gift. His faithful love continues forever. He gave it as a gift to His servant Israel. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the God who remembered us when things were going badly. His faithful love continues forever. He sets us free from our enemies. His faithful love continues forever. He gives food to every creature. His faithful love continues forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love continues forever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, saying those words over and over and over again, five simple words, His faithful love continues forever, was such a beautiful reminder to me. And so, Lord, I pray for those listening today. Maybe today is the day they just read Psalm 136 out loud like I just did. Because what a reminder that your hesed, or if I say it correctly in the Hebrew, it's like hesed, it continues forever, this loyal covenantal love. It is steadfast, it is immovable, it is steady, it is a rock, it is truth, and it endures forever. From the beginning of time to the end of time, your faithful love is a thing that we can run to, and it is secure, and it is for us. And so we thank You so much. Lord, I thank You for verse 23. Give thanks to the God who remembered us when things were going badly. I pray for my friends listening today who could very easily say those words, that things are going badly. Maybe they're having familial difficulties, and there's a division in their family, or there's strife. Or maybe they've made a decision that they deeply regret and they can't seem to get over it, and they keep hitting themselves over the head about it. Or maybe they're in debt and they don't know how to get out of debt. Or maybe they're just suffering physically from an ailment, maybe that they know about or maybe that they don't know about, and they're suffering and they need to know that Your faithful love continues forever. Lord, a lot of our heartache comes through relational strife. And so I pray for those who are encountering that right now. Thank You that Your faithful love continues or endures forever, even when the fickleness of the love of others can wax and wane. Lord, Your faithful love will continue forever. Lord, we thank you for setting us free from our enemies. We also thank you for setting us free from our ultimate enemy, Satan, the deceiver, the father of lies, the one who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. We have victory, and our victory is our testimony, Lord. We overcome by the blood of you and the word of our testimony, and we thank you so much for delivering us from that enemy. We stand triumphant today, not because of what we have done, but because of what you have done. Thank you so much, Jesus. I so love you and appreciate you with everything inside of me. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Curtain Call, a memoir by Lynetta L. Smith. And you can find a free chapter of this book if you go to lynettasmith.com. It's L-Y-N-E-T-A and then smith.com. And she's got that chapter that's for you. She also has a bunch of Bible verses to help you on your healing journey. And she will also offer deeply discounted copies of Curtain Call to group. So if you want to study this book as a group, you can do so and she will give you a big discount. So she had a breakdown, and that's what this book is about. She was asking God the question, why did all these bad things happen to me? Kind of like verse 23 that we talked about today. Give thanks to the God who remembered us when things were going badly. Well, things were going badly for her, and she wanted to know why God had allowed all that childhood trauma. And of course, anyone that's endured childhood trauma knows that it comes and haunts you later. You're able to stuff it down for a while, but then it rears its ugly head, and she was dealing with the aftermath of that. And the Lord asked her a question, what will you trust me with your story? And so Curtain Call, a memoir, is her work out of that question. And I know it will be a blessing. I had the privilege of reading it and endorsing it. And so if you are looking for an encouraging read today, pick up Curtain Call, a memoir. And thank you so much, Lynetta, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you would like to sponsor Pray Every Day, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com and she will get you started. Thanks so much. And I hope you have a great day.